observed by the managers, the mind, the intelligence, all this, ego. But with the help of another major proprietor, this minor proprietor, with the help of the, some major proprietor, will subdue, will control the manager. And so he will be owner, really owner of his own property. Baddha jeev means devotion is in minor position, and with the help of another sadhu, whose proprietor is in his own management, controlling the officers, managers, and others. With the help of some major proprietor, the minor proprietor will try to get back his own control over the manager. The mind, the intelligence, and the other tendencies, they are looting what is due to devotion. Devotion is not getting that nourishment, that food. That is the case with the Baddha Jiva. So, anyhow, with the help of the scripture, revealed scripture and the saints, we are to improve our condition. Where there is mind, there is way. We feel that tendency that we are to. We have got liking for that life, for that property within us. Ruchi, taste, is the first thing. Sincerely, we want to have it. Lojulam, love. The first thing necessary, that we must sincerely want that. Then there will be a way out. And we must get how to that hankering, innermost hankering. Hunger is to be diseased means no hunger. Hunger should be increased with the help of the healthy persons. We have to behave in such a way that the hunger may be increased. And the food will be well adjusted. Adjustment with the nature will help the health. Proper food, proper living, that will help the lost health. On the whole, we have to move in that way. We shall feel ourselves within whether health is being recovered or not. Vidayena bhunukyatu. The nature we live, that will say us whether hunger, whether health is improving, or health is decaying. We will always be awake about that internal interest. How to help? And that nature is sacrifice, dedication. Dedication is nobility. Dedication is noble thing. To give, and thereby you thrive. To give, learn to give ourselves to the, for the noble call. And that outer sciences also, anyavidash karma gyan, may not be misguided by these things. Adi means swatfulness. idleness. Idleness is also a great hindrance. Any idleness is loving. So try to live in energizing. Anyavilas karma gyan. Anyavilas karma gyanadana. Gyan adi. Adi means Vishnu Chakravarti says that faith in love. That is loving, idleness, slackness, not earnestness. We should be careful about these things, which is anti-bhakti. We may not fall prey to such things. Anya vilas karma gyan and saitala, etc. And also in higher stage, pratikudra, may not be connected in the indirect line. Kamat krodhat ku bhayat desha chajyadayu nika. By any connection with the Absolute, whom you get out of this world. But anukudvasya sankalpa, not pratikudva. Kamsadi, the kamsa, the shishupal, they are also connected with Krishna Lila. But they are in the opposition party, pratikudvam. That is not desirable by the devotee bhakta. They don't want to be arranged amongst the enemies of Krishna Lila. That is also indirect way connected with Krishna. So Bharat Desha, Kamsa, connected with dreadfulness. Desha, with this. Jealousy, Shishupal. Shishupal wanted to marry Rukmini. Chajdadayu Nipa. Kam Bhayat Desat. This is also connected, but in a particular. Akha Bhaka Putana. We won't like to be arranged with them. Anukudasya sankalpa, in a favorable service, serving life, we shall aspire after. Pratikudya visarjanam, anukudasya sankalpa. Anukulena Krishnanushilam. Krishnanushilam. Cultivation, culture of Krishna consciousness. Anushilam. Krishnanushilam. Anukulena. Anyavidasitasam. Karma jnana dhanavacham. Anukulena Krishnanushilam. Bhakti ruchyati. It's a dynamic life, moving, dynamic, not a static conception of the highest end of life in perfect rest. That is something like zero. Brahma conception, Viraja conception, Viraja merging into Viraja. That is the Buddhist conception of Nirvana, merging into the substance like light, halo, Brahma, Nirvana, that is Sankarite. And from Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbarka, they give the proper interpretation of the positive side of reality. That by serving attitude we can enter into a new world that is ideal. And there By giving we thrive, not by taking. In general, disposition is like that. So we should love her like, but for what for? Not for the neighbor, neither for the country, not for the society, but for the whole. And what is the conception of the whole? That is not Brahma, not Paramatma, nor Narayana, but Krishna himself. How? What is the difference between Krishna, Brahma, Paramatma, Narayana, and so many incarnations of Narayana? We have to understand, feel, and we select Krishna. And there is differentiation. Even in Krishna conception, Dwaraka Krishna, Mathura Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, and the Krishna served by different camp, also there is different. All these are details. Gradually we shall come to understand all the differentiated characteristics of Krishna. But in general, what is necessary, that Panyavilas Karmagyan Saithila, our energy may not be utilized in our anti-development, anti-interest. Our energy may not be used against us, against the ideal life, the original life, the normal life that we have got. We must be careful of that. We may not be our own enemy. Generally, we are our own enemy. We are living with the enemy inside, always. We are sleeping, living, moving, eating, going, but always the enemy within us. Surrounded by the enemy, we are calm, close, lobe, moho, mad, matsarya. And we hold that on Nyari Das Karma Gyan, Adi. With those enemies we are living, our position is so helpless, hopeless position. So only with the friends, we shall live with the friends. And who are the friends? Those are trying for normal life, they are friends. Kamadinam kati dhapati dhadruni. We are prey to all these enemies that are living within us. They are sucking our blood, living within, sucking our own blood, and going against me, my own interest. Such helpless condition we are in at present. So our internal prayer to the Lord will be such ardent, sincere interest. Please save me from the hands of this I am rather have no independence. I am a doll of prey in their hand. A doll of prey in the hand of my enemies. Hopeless position. How to get out that, my Lord? My inner Lord, you are inside, they are outside. Please help me from inside that we can get out of the hand of the outside enemy. The wealth, our prospect is inside, we may think. But then when we are free from the hands of enemy, we shall see, able to see that all our friends, we are living in the friends. The environment will be changed, and we shall see, we are such as in a dream we are suffering from misconception. They are all friends. There's something wrong in me that was tried to see enemy everywhere. Everywhere and out of misunderstanding. Their position is in a imaginary position, maya, misunderstanding. They all enemy. Then if that wrong thinking within, that is supposed to be calm, crude, love, etc. That with wrong conception with hand, that my understanding, personification, false personification, that will go. And they will turn to be our friends. And the misconceived ideas of them, that will go away. Thing that is tempting me, tempting me for exploitation, I shall see that no. When that cloud is away, he is exciting me for the service of Krishna. food I like very much. It is very tasteful in my tongue. But when that misunderstanding, this is very good, Mahaprabhu likes this very much. So with this I shall try to serve Mahaprabhu. Garud is very beautiful, attracting me. Misunderstanding will go, then, this Garud is beautiful. She can be utilized for the service of Krishna. Self-interest will go. Transferred into God interest, Krishna interest, for enjoyment. Everything would be Krishna connected. And through that, the satisfaction comes to me. I have served Krishna with this, I am satisfied. Different line of satisfaction by supplying different things to Krishna. Nothing is useless. But everything is useful. When it is used for proper purpose, for the center, center knows what is the perfect utility of anything and everything. We are not so fitted. So, put food into the stomach. Stomach knows very well how to prepare the different type of food and where to send how much. Blood, how much to brain, how much to the leg, how much here and there. Pour water into the root of the tree. That will be your best service. Try to be practiced in that way. All your activity should be like that. Pour water into the root. Don't go in separate negotiation with anyone. In separate negotiation, that is also for the advice how to pour water into the root. That sort of help we can seek from outside. How to pour water into the root, how to put food into the stomach. That way we may have advice from others. But putting food into the stomach, and the stomach will make arrangement to distribute that food to all places necessary. So that should be our attempt always. Everything connect with Krishna, and through him it will come to you automatically, and that will be your best energy living life. Dependent life, dependent on the center. Center means center is not alone. Center is a system, he has got a system, government, through different positions. from different camps, different police agents, it will come to you. And you will have to submit through the agent. But on the whole, the consciousness will be that you will give everything, the whole your energy to the center, and through those that are really connected with the center, real agent of the center. In that way we shall try to move as much as we can in our present position. As much as we can, we shall try to utilize our energy in that way. It will go to center, not only direct in my present position, to a particular system, bureaucracy. And then it will come also to you as it is necessary in your position. That also will come through some agency. But the connection is with the center, the real center. We must aspire after such things. We are not powerful to do it at once and in any moment, in any way. But we shall learn to aspire, what to want. What to want. Hearing, giving audience, to different types of prospect of life, we have to select our own prospect. Shravan, then Varan. Shravan dasa, then Varan dasa. First the stage of hearing. Then Varan dasa to select. These are the different alternatives of the prospect extended to me. And what should I select? Even in the proper place, so many rasa, santa, dasya, sakya, vatsundra, padma. We have to hear, then balandasa, we have to select our selection, our internal approval of the heart. This is, here I am. Here I am. I was searching for mind, such self of mind. Then balandasa, I have got my guide. I can rely on him. I can place myself at the disposal of this agent. Then I have peace. I fortune will be in peace and guaranteed. In this way, varandasa. Savandasa, varandasa. Then varandasa, then bhajan, sadhandasa. The proper progress will begin in our life. Then apandasa, we shall fill the home environment. Yes, I have come. I'm coming home. I am feeling this to be my home. Apandasa means to feel that this is my home. Then prapandasa, to help others to take home. These are things. Hare Krishna. Oh. Mandakya. All these things are included in Sambandhagyan. Who am I? Where am I? What is my position? What is my destination? How to attain that? That will come. Sambandhagyan. Navidya means to end. How to attain? Who am I? Then how to attain that? And what will be my remuneration, my salary? দাস করি বেতন মরে দেহ প্রেম ধর স্যালারি উইলি লাভিং সার্ভিস মোর লাভ মোর অ্যাটেনশন মোর অ্যাফেকশন টু অ্যাটেন টু মার্চ দ্যাট উইল বি স্যালারি মোর এনার্জি টু হেল্প মি টু আর্টস ডেস্টিনেশন দ্যাট উইল বি স্যালারি প্রেম ধন বেতন মরে দেহ প্রেম ধন বেতন মাইনা স্যালারি মোর দ্য ইনক্রিজড এনার্জি টু গো টু ডিসচার্জ আওয়ার ডিউটি তো সম্বন্ধ জ্ঞান দিজ আর দি অ্যানালিসিস অফ দি এনভায়রনমেন্ট analysis of the environment and self position of the self and the environment in the environment also different things the master the friend the servant the foundation so many things in the sambandhaka and then to march on and to what is our payment sambandha abhidheya prayojan by three heads we have to understand in an analytic way কত
আটটা পনেরো
হ্যাঁ
বেজেছে
কে
আমি
গোবিন্দ মহারাজ
হ্যাঁ
হরিচন্দ্র যাবে কখন
হরিচন্দ্র যাবে এগারোটায় দশটায়
দশটায় কোথায় যাবে
সমুদ্রগড়
দশটায় যাবে
অনেকক্ষণ তো বললেন
আচ্ছা And what is his? Jairam?
Jairam's question is, in our sampradaya, we are worshipping Radha Krishna. Does that mean everyone will go to Goloka Vrindavan and have their eternal relationship there? Or will some be dispatched with Ramchandra, Nrisimhadev in Vaikuntha in different places?
Recommendation, but objectionable thing, there may be thousands and more, because the offense we commit towards whom is infinite, absolute, and he is not under law, an autocrat. Whatever is against his will, that is objectionable. And the fixing about some law, this is in the lower class. For the beginners, they should do it. But as much as one will make progress, he will be nearer the subject, and he will know what is his will, sweet will, and what is not. And he will do accordingly. So, whatever is not approved by the Guru and the Vaishnava, that should be avoided. We have to think in this way. He is under, he is not under law. Still, these laws have been given only for the primary class. And as one will make advancement and he will find, come in touch with the reality, then he will find what is what he wants. And what he does not want, he must avoid. And in the middle stage, what is desired by the Vaishnava, he will do that. And what is not desired by them, he will avoid. In the beginning, the Shastra. And in the middle, the will of the his agents. And in the highest stage, is that whimsical, absolute, whatever he wants to do and whatever he does not want, that is offered. Do you follow? Huh? Can you understand how the things, huh?
You say yes.
He is not under law. His will is law. Even he has ordered do this thing. Our Guru Maharaj told me to show difference between karma and bhakti, devotion and this active action. He told that he has ordered, bring me flower. I am taking flower to him. And then he says, no flower, give me water. Then if I say, oh, you already ordered flower, take it. That will be karma, to push our will on him. He is autocrat, he can do and undo. He desired, and that was I was supplying as a servant. Now he does not want that. I must stop there. I can't say, oh, you desired it first. With great energy I have collected this, you must have to take. No, that won't do. He is autocrat, he is free. And his free will, and I am Nityadas, slave. My position is always to serve him without any consideration of law or anything else. And he is absolute autocrat, absolute good. Whatever can, even previously he told, in the Shastra also he has told, do this, do this. Agyaiva gunam dosham maya adhishtam apishakam. Dharmam ja saṅkajya ja sarvam māṅ bhaji sata sattama. Who is the best of the devotee? Now one who can understand, in the Shastra I have given so many orders. Still to satisfy me, who can neglect those orders already given and can understand and come to satisfy me, crossing the directions of the Shastra. He is the best of all devotees. But not a sterilized thing, anything that is under law we are going to deal with. As a lawmaker, his will is everything. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be light, there was light. The cause of all causes. So, and he is living. And whatever is present, whatever he desires, we want to do that. The first-class servant will always look at his eye, and whatever desires in the very moment, will do that. He passed, and then he can cancel. He ordered, and he can cancel his order. And then new order he will issue. And whatever he desires from us at the present moment, we shall do that, up to that. Not what was previously done, that old thing we shall represent to him, that is not devotion proper. Do you follow? You will say.
Well, I don't follow everything, because I don't know so much.
He
says he doesn't follow.
Are you
says he does not follow everything because he does not know so much.
Anything.
So you have to make him understand a clear thing. This is not abstruse. Whatever he wants, he can cancel. He can order and he can cancel the order. And he can give new order. The most modern new order that should be done. He has asked, do this for a particular section. Then again he says, no, do that. And that the order, the afterwards order that will be strong. Everywhere it is that. A state also makes some law and then change the law. A designer and destiner of everything. We can't take him under any law. We will prepare ourselves with that attitude. So whatever demand, I shall supply that. No question of any law, even if it is issued by himself previously. That won't apply on him. Aggāyaiva gunāṁ dosāṁ mayā diṣṭhāṁ apiṣyakāṁ dharmāṁ saṅtajya yassarvāṁ mangalaṁ asarva dharmāṁ parityajya. Dharma means that was ordained by him in the Shastra. Do this, then give up all and come to me. I am above law. That is the idea. And the next question? Next question.
About worshipping Radha Krishna.
Radha Krishna Vigraha may be approached to be worshipped by many classes of thinkers, even Mayavadi, who has got no faith in the real existence of Radha Krishna. That is also Maya, Satyagun. Ultimately, they Soham, I am that Brahma, Radha Krishna conception of Brahma, that is lower stage. They also, and the others, the Nimbarka Sampradaya and other Sampradaya, they are also worshipping Radha Krishna according to their own conception they are doing. There is differentiation. Radha Krishna worshipping in the Archan class, so, then he is the Madhyamadhikari in the higher class also. It will be different according to one's sambandha-gyan. All is not equal. Even those that are not believers in the eternal existence of Radha Krishna, the Shankar school, they also worship Radha Krishna. And after doing that, they say, we shall gradually be one with Brahma, and Brahma is above Radha Krishna. That is their opinion. So, different sections may approach to worship Radha Krishna from different angle of vision. All is not equal. Do you follow?
Yes.
What does he say?
He says yes. Yes.
One may approach from different angle of vision. giving a position. And some went crossing the wall, compound one, and they are also bitten and driven away to a fight. But I don't think that they should do so. Once we are told Ramanuj, he wanted to introduce some reform into the practices of worshipping process, but Jagannath did not accept that. Ramanuj was forcibly taken away when at night he was sleeping. With the bedstead he was forcibly carried and driven towards Kurmakshetra. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is considered to be the Vishwabhanu, father of Radharani, guru of our Gadadhar Pandit, he also expressed some objection into the process of their service in the Uriya servitors of Jagannath, Maruabhasan, that the rice juice is applied in the cloth, and without washing that, they used that for Jagannath. And he put some objection, thought, he felt some objection about that. And Balaram and Subhadra, Balaram and Jagannath, they could not tolerate that, and they came and they punished him by giving slap on his cheek, we are told. And Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, what to speak of Haridas Thakur, because these two devotees, they had some association with the Muslim kings when they were in the service in Bengal. They also did not enter the temple of Jagannath, thinking that some objection may come from the side of the Panda. They avoided. Even the general way, road, that also was not used by Sanatana. He went to meet Mahaprabhu with the heated sand seashore, and he got blister in this on the soul, but still he did not come through the ordinary way, because the pandemic had touched him. He is not thinking fit for the Archan purpose. And Sanatana Goswami has written in Hari Bhakti Vilas, the Vaishnava Smriti, that whatever I have given direction here, you may observe, and what is not given here, if you find in the Jagannath temple whatever formality, you will follow that. Because when Mahaprabhu himself was present there, and in his presence, what customs was followed and he tolerated and accepted, that should be the highest ideal for us. So whatever his rulings given here and not given, if you find in the temple of Jagannath that sort of practice, you will follow that. Because in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Dev, what was done about the worshipping process of Jagannath, that is the highest authority for us.